also from the world of the pup. We have a song. This is a highly specialized song. This is a song that requires a monitor that doesn't feed back. And this particular feedback is located around 3K. That's a clue to the sound mixer back there. Get rid of this horrible squeak that's hitting me in the face here. How about this? Is this any better? Probably not any better. Is this better? Or is that better? It's probably not any better at all. You see, the switch on this microphone is broken. It's not really turning. But you know, we're on a budget. As I was saying, this song also involves the canine species and, in some instances, your mom. Now, I don't want to accuse any individual Philadelphia type of a mom. Perhaps it's just a conceptual form of a mom, because I know that in Philadelphia it's mostly grandmas and not too many of the regular moms. But grandmothers have also been known to indulge in this poodle type of a sport before. The basic thrust of this song deals with the... Well, we're trying to promote a deeper rapport between dogs and people's mothers, minus shame. Now, a lot of people, when they go to Miami with the little silver poodles, let me demonstrate. If this was a poodle, it would be a lot uglier than it is, you see. But since it's a budget dog, it doesn't have too much poodle appeal. But the poodle was a dog that was born normal and depraved by mankind, probably womankind is where they got the idea for ornamenting the poodle. Now the poodle is a dog where they trim it here and leave a little ball of fur at the end of the ears for ornamentation, and then around the neck, the same thing, a little puff wad around the dog neck here, and the end of the tail, a little dingus that goes right here, like a little pom-pom ball. Also around the ankles, they take a regular, nice little, small little, compact little, fuel-saving dog and make an atrocity out of it. Well, the poodle, all these years after being made the laughing stock of the rest of the canine world, has been seeking some way to get back at your mom for doing this to him. Now, your mom is a lonely sort of a person because your dad is busy trying to earn a living. He doesn't have time to do anything except stop by the house every once in a while and have a martini, if you can still afford them. And or, with a slash in between the and and the or, he will go to the local tavern or pub or whatever, and he'll drink beer with the rest of the guys and talk about Rizzo until 3 o'clock in the morning. Meanwhile, your poor, lonely mom, your poor, sad, wretched, lonely, little, blue-haired mom is sitting there in the house with the poodle of her dreams, the dog of desire. And this song is the voice of your mom's thoughts. When I turn my guitar on. Your dirty love, like a nice arrangement of this regular morning. Your dirty love, like a main donation to the regular. I don't want your sweet devotion, I don't need your cheap promotion. Whip me up some doggy lotion for your dirty love. Your dirty love, like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love. I don't believe you've never seen it before. I don't want your reservation, and I don't require no hesitation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. Wow, that dirty love. Wow. Your dirty love. Thank you. dirty love. Just like your mama make that fuzzy blue. Your dirty love. Just like your mama make that nasty blue. I'll ignore your cheap aroma and your little bohemian diploma. I'll just put you in a coma with some dirty love. That's dirty love. That's dirty love. Get down, Frenchie. Get all the way down, Frenchie. The name of this song is How Could I Be Such a Fool?
But there will come a time you'll regret the way you treated me as if I was a fool and didn't know now. The many times you lied about your love for me, someone is gonna know. How can I be, baby, 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 ba fools in love. There ain't no such thing as love. Ain't no angel singing up above.
Thank you.
These two gentlemen right here.
much what a man like. He was a playboy type, he smoked a pipe, his favorite phrase was out of sight.
He had an Irish head there.
It was a single bar, a Tuesday night, the moon was dim, the band was tight.
They did the bump together.
That he met her.
She was an office girl. Her favorite group was. They discussed the weather.
Oh, baby, don't you want our man like me? Oh, baby, don't you want our man like me?
A baby, don't you wanna? A baby, don't you wanna? A baby, don't you wanna?
She was a lovely sort, a little too short. Her jokes were dumb, and her favorite sport was hockey in the winter. He was duly impressed and was quick to suggest that he sport with a puck. Had to be about the best as he jabbed his elbow in her.
They went off till when the music was soft. The candles were trippy. They saw a real hippie. The lights was bright and simply fine. The crowd around and the jam on the roof, but it seemed to be getting thinner.
He took her home to a motor court. She wouldn't kiss him. He tried to ignore it, but it made him angry. He called her a slut, a pig and a whore, a bitch and a cunt, and she slammed the door in a petulant frenzy. And she gives him some head.
Honey, honey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Baby, don't you want a man like me? Baby, don't you want a man
This is a very special kind of a song. It would be a lot easier if everybody's penetrating sort of a level, you know. Well, enough of that. This is the story of this is a true story, as a matter of fact, about the Illinois Enema Bandit. Have you ever heard of him? Okay, this is a real guy. Some people suspect that he was born in Philadelphia, but this has not been confirmed. He was working in a town called Bloomington, Illinois. What he would do is he would put on a ski mask, and he would get a briefcase, and in the briefcase he had a little gun, a thermometer, some rope, and a pre-moistened enema bag, and he would break into the homes of college-educated women and at gunpoint administer some sort of cosmic flush job to their person. The procedure usually works something like this. The unwary college-educated woman, perhaps having a liberal arts degree, would leave her door open. This is the first mistake. The enema bandit loves the open door invitation. Well, he would come around to these homes of college-educated women with open doors and walk right in with his ski mask on, and he would pull his gun out and say, "All right, lay down here, I'm going to tie you up. lays them out on the bed, ties them up, takes their temperature, just like he was an impending doctor or something. Goes into the bathroom, would fill up the bag with tepid water so as not to injure any of the delicate membranes. And then come back in and spread those buns apart and just ram that sucker right on up there. And with the aid of gravity, allow approximately 2 quarts of lukewarm liquid to penetrate into the lower bowel area of these young ladies. And then, after this work had been accomplished, she would very graciously pull it out and let him go poop and say, don't call the police for at least 5 minutes. And then he would jack off over it and get out the door. So this is our song, dedicated to the man that has done more for medicine in the 20th century than all the Jonas Salks put together, the Illinois Animal Bandit.
The Illinois Animal Bandit, I heard he's on the loose. I heard he's on the loose. Lord, the pitiful screams of them college-educated women. He'd be just tying them up. They'd be all bound down. He'd just pumping every one of them up with all the bad books. Illinois, and I'm a bad dude. Illinois, and I'm a bad day. I heard it on the news. I heard it on the news.
That he just might want to pump.
Searching for some rusty coin rock. Thank you.
judge will have in for a special guest. Sometime later, Rizzo will order a secret test. Stuff his pudgy little thumbs in the side of his vest. Pull out a call, yo, for the jury vote. And the judge will say,
no poo-poo joke.
They'll drag in the bandit for Rizzo to see. Saying, don't nobody ever have me. Saying, hot soapy water in the first degree. And the bandit might say,
well, bitch, it's hot.
Thank you. Down. Some say you know.
Hey!
Some say you're told.
But I think it's your mind.
Children are poor, unfortunate victims of systems beyond their control. A plague upon your ignorance and the great despair of your ugly life.
Where did Annie go when she went to town? Who are all those creeps that she brings around?
All your children are poor, unfortunate victims of lies you believe. A plague upon your ignorance that keeps the young from the truth they deserve.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
out long ahead. I mean, I'm in the Zeno Vino. My words are bugs and faded red. She ruled the toads of the short forest. And every newt in Idaho. And every cricket who had more of. My bush and buffalo. She said she was a magic mama. She could throw a meat saddle loose and carry it on without a comma. Well, someone I should know.
She had a stick full of pen and an amulet. And she was breathing a door, but she wasn't a net. She had great, great skin. Well, I thought it was a pain, and I told her she was all right. But I couldn't come in.
And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said a stereo was four-way. I just love it in a room. Well, I was born to have adventure, you see. So I just followed up the stiff. Right past the filming incense stitcher. To where she hung on cast the bit. She stripped away her rancid poncho. And I'll pick it by the door. We did it till we were unconscious. And it was useless anymore.
She had a stick on her head. And she was breathing a bird, but she wasn't dead. She had bravery seen. Well, the dog was a pig, and I told her she was all right. But I couldn't come in. And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said a stereo was falling, and I just love it in a room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps. Right past her fuming incense stencher. I chewed my way through a rancid pantoja. She laid out naked by the door. We did it till we were unconscious. And it was useless anymore. Yes, it was useless anymore. Yes, it was useless anymore. Yes, it was useless anymore.
Yeah.
Andre Lewis on keyboards.
Skinny Curry Tenkozio on drums. Roy Brown, Mole Man, Guacamole, Banana Republic, Chile Pelon, Estrada on bass. Thank you very much for coming to the concert. Hope you enjoyed it. And good night.
Oh, my God.
as you might have heard in our most recent press release, in conjunction with the $500,000 our record company has just paid to make this a pseudo-reality, we're the, what was the name of our group? No, it wasn't that. I'm so stoned I can't even remember the name of the group, but I just wanted to tell you that our record company paid to get our picture in Time magazine and Newsweek and everything, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be the new Bruce Springsteen, even if it takes all week. I just wanted to tell you, and I mean this sincerely from the... I mean it, ladies and gentlemen, that we're so into our music and everything. I just paid $39 for this new fuzz tone. It just goes to show you how much we can really get into our trip. And we hope that you guys will get into our trip too while we're all tripping together and groovy and everything. Get the picture? Hey! Okay, well listen, you know, we've been spending so much time on our costumes and getting our promo together that we haven't bothered to make up any songs. Hope you don't mind, we're gonna have to play some songs by some other people. What we did was we went to the store and we got some records by unknown groups, and we found some stuff on those records that we thought, you know, maybe we could play. We got the easiest, dumbest songs. Here's one of them. Wait a minute. It goes like this.
Who pulls a rope on the chute when they let those suckers go? He got slobbering drunk at the Palomino. Give him 30 days at San Bernardino. Away in tank seat, but there's only one shout, and it don't apply to Bobby. Well, you might think they're dumb and lonely, but you're wrong, cause their love is gone. Stacked up here and a cheap little ring, they don't care, cause it don't mean a thing. Look at that. They don't Rolling a wheel, oh, he's a tootsie, she's a